In his final Advent reflection, Scottish Jesuit priest Father Chris Bowles looks at the modern commercialisation and secularisation of Christmas celebrations by recalling a short story written by the Christian author C.S. Lewis that poked fun at this trend.
Many of us will know the Christian author C.S. Lewis. He wrote a range of works from theology to children's stories, and always found ways to embrace deeply religious themes into his stories. I came across one of his short stories, written in 1954, entitled Xmas and Christmas, and I really enjoyed it. It's a story written in the style of the ancient Roman histories, which speak about the customs and festivals of lands far away. It begins by describing a place called Nyaturb, as a land towards the west and the north, almost triangular, the size of Sicily, whose people are like those in Europe, though they speak a different language. Give yourself a prize if you realise that Nyaturb is Britain, spelled backwards. The country of Nyaturb celebrates an annual festival, which is called Xmas. And Lewis, in the guise of a historian named Herodotus, he goes on to poke fun at some of the customs celebrated at this time of year. He describes Xmas cards with their pictures of birds sitting on branches or of men wearing the dress of Nyaturbians who lived 200 years before them. He describes how people send these cards to everyone they know and the agony that they go through when they receive a card from someone they never sent one to. In the story, he also describes present buying and how the people weigh up the value of something received in order to return a gift of a similar value. And then he goes on to speak about dressing up in false beards and red robes and the general rush of Xmas time. And then, when the festival of Xmas finally comes, he says, people are so exhausted with the rush that they lie in bed until noon. Then they get up and they eat five times as much supper as on other days, but only once they've crowned themselves with a paper crown. The historian then goes on to describe another festival, held by a few among the Nyaturbians, a festival called Christmas, which is on the same day as Xmas. He describes the visits to the temples early in the morning to partake of a sacred feast, and where they look at a scene of a family and some shepherds and animals. The story ends with the ancient historian wondering what Xmas has to do with Christmas. As well he might. Anyway, it's a delightful short story, and it takes only a few minutes to read. And Lewis's point, I suppose, is clear. That many people in Britain in 1954 had no real interest in Christmas, only in Xmas. That's probably even more true in our own day. Xmas seems to have eclipsed Christmas, which is a cause of great regret. But it's also an opportunity to take small steps that might rescue things a bit. When you send a card, for instance, send one with a religious image and a religious greeting. Maybe you could let your friends know what time the Christmas masses are in your church and invite them along. Xmas isn't so bad, as long as we remember it's all to do with Christmas. At the end of our season of Advent reflections, I'd like to wish everyone a very happy and a holy Christmas. But do enjoy Xmas as well.
And that reflection came from Scottish Jesuit priest Chris Bowles.